Thursday morning of the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Senator Dave Hildenbrandt serves the 29th district, which includes a large section of Kent County in the Grand Rapids area, and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Senator, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
All right, I'm great. Did you get to go home? How late were you in session last night?
I think we got done around 7 o'clock last night, so it wasn't too bad.
No.
At a decent hour.
Yeah, that's not so bad at all.
No. We've got a long day today.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What do you think will be at the top of the agenda?
Well, we're still sorting through the reforms of the Michigan Public Schools employees retirement system. We'll hopefully get that finalized today to stabilize that system and get it financially stable for the long haul. So that's probably number one. And got a few other big ticket items and then a lot of smaller little cats and dogs, I call, that we're going to try to get done too today.
What needs to be done to stabilize that retirement system?
Well, a couple of things. I'm one who supports transitioning new employees in our public school system in a defined contribution retirement plan, just like so many others are doing in the private sector, and most of public employees in other systems, including legislators, are in defined contribution plans. So I think we need to transition those new employees over. Pieces of the system were set up long ago before most of us were in the legislature that we're a little too generous, and in time, it's just the state can't afford it anymore. The cost of both health care and pensions have gone up so much that we've got $45 billion in unfunded liabilities. So there's going to be changes in both current employees as far as them contributing into the system, as well as, like I said, transitioning future employees out of the system.
A package of bills banning K2 and SPICE passed both the House and the Senate and now head to the governor's office. Do you think he'll approve that?
I do, yeah. We've talked to the administration, and they seem to be very supportive. And, it's just been an epidemic of these synthetic drugs popping up all over the state. And I was contacted months ago by my local judges in the Grand Rapids area who wanted me to work on legislation to give them kind of the tools they need in state law to move these things out of our stores and out of our streets and out of the hands of primarily like young people who are using them as, kind of an alternative to the traditional drugs.
This is a challenge that that Senator Rick Jones has tackled here in the mid-Michigan area. We've heard a lot of news coming from the Detroit area, especially in Macomb County. How big a problem has this been in Kent County?
It's been a big problem in Kent County as well. And as I turned the bill in and have been working on it over the last several months, we've heard stories from all over the state. I mean, from northern Michigan, and you mentioned in Macomb and southeast Michigan, and even in Grand Rapids, there's a lot of incidences as well. We had 4 Grand Valley State University students who were hospitalized, I believe, back in January after using synthetic drugs. So it's not a problem just specific to one part of the state. It's all over our state, and that's why we thought I worked with Senator Jones and other colleagues in the House to put together a package to try and tackle this issue.
Senator, manufacturers have been able to skirt the state law prohibiting the sales of these substances because they just go in and change the formulas.
They do. It's sold as not for human consumption. It's oftentimes sold as kind of a pulpy substance or something used in the household. But everybody kind of knows that what their intent is. And without having those chemical compounds, although they imitate and mimic traditional drugs as far as the effects that are given off, the chemical compounds are not defined exactly in state law. So we worked with our toxicologists in the Department of Community Health and at the Michigan State Police to really drill down to the specific chemical compounds that are being used now or sold out there in these synthetic drugs. And then we also have language that will allow us to be a little bit more flexible. So if new imitation drugs are presented in the marketplace or offered in the marketplace, we don't have to go in and change state law. We have the ability now to identify those and quickly be able to enforce laws as long as they're mimicking controlled Schedule One controlled substance. The effects of that, we'll be able to get those out of our stores and off the streets.
All right, final question. We're going to find out tomorrow morning about the governor's plan to build a new bridge from Detroit to Windsor. Do you support a new bridge, and what do you think we'll hear tomorrow?
Yeah, I supported the bridge between Michigan and Canada. I think it's important to have that free flow of traffic. You know, it's the busiest border crossing in North America, and we just need the capacity as our state continues to grow and get stronger. From an economic standpoint, we need to have the infrastructure capacity to accommodate that additional traffic and additional movement of goods. So I support it. We've got all the protections in the world to protect Michigan taxpayers. The Canadian is the number one infrastructure project for the country of Canada, and they're going to pay the majority of the bill. So it's a project that needs to move forward, and the governor will be announcing his agreement with the Canadians on Friday. I don't know any of the details other than they've been working directly on a kind of an interlocal agreement between the two countries to move the project forward. So,
Senator Dave Hildenbrandt serves the 29th District. That's a big chunk of Kent County over in the Grand Rapids area. Senator, thanks so much for your time.
No, thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
It's 8:43 on a Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS, worldwide via the internet at 1320WILS.com. There is an accident on I-96 westbound, and that road is closed due to an accident. So that's I-96 westbound at Okemos Road. It's closed due to a serious auto accident. When we have more details, we'll pass that along to you here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Good morning.